Suhas Fur, born in Bethlehem, the traditional birthplace of Jesus, comes from a long line of Christians.
That's my dad with my aunt and cousins.
Her relatives and the memories of them are in these photos. She is the last of her siblings left in Bethlehem. The others have gone to America. Now, her husband, a renowned Bethlehem doctor, wants to pack up their home and leave, too.
The financial situation is getting backwards. The wall is creating problems to the work, to the living, to the everyday commuting from one town to the other. And this makes life very miserable for everybody, for all the Palestinians, not only the Christians.
Israel put up a security barrier and checkpoints to protect itself from terrorist attacks by West Bank Palestinians. For Suha Asfur, the barrier and restrictions on movement have brought suffering. She is bitter about having to leave her ancestral home, but feels she has no choice.
It's like living in a prison. When you can't go out of Bethlehem, it's like in a cage. That's how people describe it. It's like a bird, putting a bird in a cage that can't go anywhere. So the life is very hard. No job opportunities, no studying opportunities.
Christians were once the majority in Bethlehem and nearby towns. Their population was overwhelmed after 1948, when Israel's War of Independence caused the displacement of thousands of mostly Muslim Arabs from present-day Israel to towns and refugee camps in the West Bank, like this one, the Aida camp in Bethlehem's outskirts. Muslims and Christians have sometimes clashed, but overall they have historically coexisted in Bethlehem. Publicly, both play down any suggestion of underlying religious tensions. This Muslim resident of the Aida camp, like many Christians, accuses the Israeli occupation of creating divisions, both perceived and real.
If you walk with Muslim and Christian in the checkpoint, sometimes they stop you because you are Muslim and they let the Christian to go, or sometimes they stop the Christian and they let the Muslim to go.
Compared to Muslim Palestinians, Christians tend to be wealthier, more educated, and better able to integrate in the Western world. This makes it easier for them to leave. The thought of being foreigners in a faraway land is a painful one, but the Asfurs say they will do it for the sake of their children.
At least you find your liberty. You live not to suffer, to enjoy life. This is enough.
Suha Asfur still holds out hope that conditions will change so that her family does not have to go.
I pray to God that things will be better soon. We always hope for the better for the Christians, for the Palestinians, and for the sake of our children especially. We like them to live like any other child in the world, to feel the freedom, liberty, to enjoy their life.
For the Asfurs, the only thing that could change life on this land is peace. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bethlehem in the West Bank.